Romans 14, we'll look at verse 19. Thank you so much for coming back tonight. I certainly do appreciate it. I've been looking at upwards living, how we ought to be looking upward instead of downward or even horizontal. You don't have to look down nowadays to get depressed. All you got to do is look sideways. But we need to be kinds of people that look upward. And I looked at the word justify, which means brought up. He brought us up out of the pit of sin. And sanctify, which means clean up. He started the work of sanctification when we got saved, and he continues that work until he calls us home. And then the word magnify, which means lift up, to lift him up. I want to look at this word tonight, edify, which means to build up. Edify, verse 19. Let us therefore follow after these things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. That word edify means to build up. It literally has the idea of building a house. I thought while I was just sitting there a second ago, I'm talking tonight about us getting stronger, improving, developing, maturing. And I thought about how the more you build on the house, the stronger it gets. Now, when you pour the foundation or the footings and you put the framework up, there is some stability about it. But the more you add to that structure, the stronger it gets. And that's exactly what the Lord is saying about us. He wants us to be built up. He does not want us to stay as we are. He wants us edified. Acts 20, verse 32 says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." That's one of the reasons we have a Bible, that it might build us up. I am talking by the word edify about building us up, a spiritual growth, a spiritual development, an improvement. If you are seeking for a career, one of the things that you hopefully will ask the person that is examining you or checking to you to see if you're going to get the job or not, hopefully one of the things you will at least be interested in is there room for advancement? I don't want to always be at the Wendy's, drive-thru, which, by the way, nothing wrong working there. But a person who's looking for a career wants advancement. They want to move up the ladder to some degree. Well, that surely ought to be true of us spiritually. Notice what that verse says in Romans 14, 19. Let us, therefore, follow after the things which make for peace. Let us, I think about the church. I believe that's what the Lord's saying through Paul. The church. I could say it like this. The body. The body needs to be built up or edified. He says, let us, and he ends the sentence with edify one another. We need to be built up as far as a church body. Ephesians 4:16 says, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that every joint supplied, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, which maketh increase of the body under the edifying of itself in love. He says, all the pieces fit together, just like I said about the house, and it makes the whole stronger. It builds up the whole body. To be edified, a church needs to be close, needs to be committed. And if we're talking about edification of the body or the church, that involves the pastor to begin with. Listen closely to what Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 says. He gave some. God gave us some people to accomplish something, to edify us. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Here it is, for the edifying of the body of Christ. He has given pastors and preachers and teachers to the church to build up the church. I'm talking about edifying, to build up, not stay where we're at, but to expand, to improve, to grow, to develop, to mature. The body needs to be built up. That involves the pastor. 2 Corinthians 10:8 says, for though I should boast somewhat for our much authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction. Paul said to the church, God has given the pastor authority, not to tear you down or to wear you out, but to build you up. And that's what the pastor's supposed to do. That does not mean we can't preach mean every once in a while, because sometimes preaching means what we need to be built up and to develop. Talking about edification, looking upward. Edify means to build up. The body needs to be built up. That involves the pastor. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account. He said, you watch after those, or look after those that have been given authority over you, because they're doing what they're doing to watch out for you. And until we recognize the authority of the church is the authority of the pastor, the authority of our Lord, we will never be what God wants us to be. I'm talking tonight about the body needs to be built up. That involves the pastor. The local church needs to be built up. We need to become more than what we are. Every church does. We should not be satisfied where we're at. We should always want to be growing and developing and maturing. If that is to happen, the pastor will be involved. And also it involves the preaching. In 1 Corinthians 14:3, the Lord said through Paul, but he that prophesieth or preaches speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He said, I have given the church some gifts that that church might be built up as a body. I have given that church pastors and preachers. I have given that church preaching of the word that it might build them up. That's why we need to listen to the word when it's preached or taught in the church, because God has given us that gift of preaching and that gift of teaching to build us up. That building of the body involves the pastor and the preaching, but it also involves the people. I've said 1,000 times, this church will never be more than what we are, for we are the church. This church will be never more spiritual than the Christians that are going here. This church will never be more on fire for God than the Christians who come here. This church will never have more compassion than we have. The edification of the body involves the people, person to person. I edify you, and you edify me, and you edify each other. We build each other up. See, that's going to take some commitment. As a church, we need to commit ourselves to say, this Bible is our guide. And we will not deviate. We will not set it aside. We will not change it. We will take it for what it says. We will believe it. We will share it, we will love it, and we will live it. There needs to be commitment by us as a church body that says we believe what God said and we will obey what God says. A body commitment as a whole that says this church believes what God says. It takes commitment. It also takes compassion as a church body. I'm talking about, how are we going to grow? How are we going to know that we are developing and maturing? How can we be edified or built up? That's what we're talking about. The pastor, the preachers, the preaching, the people. We need to build each other up. There needs to be a compassion. We need to love the Lord. We need to love the church. And we need to determine, I will not hurt the church. I'm going to be a help to the church. I don't want to be a hindrance. I want to be a help. I want to be the part that builds up the church and not tears it down. Galatians 6:2 says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. He says, I want you to care about each other. You're a part of a body. You're a part of a family. I want you to build each other up. That literally means to relieve from pain. It means to give new strength. It's kind of like the word over there in John 11:19, where it says, many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them. Lazarus, their brother that they loved, had died. And many of their friends and acquaintances came to comfort them, to pick them up, to build them up, to make them feel better, to provide a hope, to encourage and say things are going to improve. It's going to be all right. The Lord is with us. We can trust Him. I'm talking about building up. Edifying means to build up. And when it's the body of Christ, we need to be built up. The body of the church needs to be built up. And it's going to take commitment and compassion. And believe it also, it's going to take confidence. Because every church, like every Christian, has a walk of faith to walk. You know why this building's here? You want to know why we're still not on Baker Road? Because some people believed God and had confidence that God would take care of the move, and they were in, we were in God's will in doing so. And God has proven Himself sufficient more than one time since we said, okay, we'll go. God wants a church to have confidence in Him. That means our confidence, not only that we trust Him, that we trust Him more. That's what I'm talking about. Building up, maturing, trusting more, believing more, loving more, doing more, growing, building up, maturing, improving, that our confidence might improve. Do you believe the Lord more now than you did a year ago? Is your confidence in the Lord, your faith in the Lord, increasing? I got a better one than that since I'm on the church right now. Has our confidence as a church gone up or down since 2020 hit us? Whoa. But the Lord says, I want you to edify each other. I want you to build each other up. See, in that verse, the body needs to be built up. He said, let us. But not only do I see in that verse that the body needs to be built up and edified, I believe it says the believer needs to be built up. He said, let us. Now, that means the body. That means the church. There's no doubt. But what's the church? The church is a bunch of individuals. You are an us. I am an us. We are us's. The believer individuals need to be built up. Jude said, but ye, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith. We need to help the church be built up by helping and not hindering, by loving and not dragging, by praying and by coming and by all the things we know. But we need to make sure that ourselves, me, I am built up, that I am improving, that I am being edified, that I am being built up, that I am improving as far as my assurance. I said it about the church. We need to believe God more and trust God more now than ever. But I need to do that as an individual, and you need to do that as an individual. You may be going through something right now. You need faith more than ever before. Well, I want to tell you something. Your faith and my faith needs to be built up. We need to have our assurance built up, our faith, our trust in God, that we're not overwhelmed now by what we used to be overwhelmed by. That we can go through problems now and not be swept away or swept up like we used to be. Not to be defeated like we used to be. Not to be discouraged like we used to be. Because we're maturing, we're building ourselves up, we're being edified and growing and improving and maturing to where my assurance in God is more now than it used to be. I'm reminded of the beggar that goes to the corner
to beg for food or beg for money. When the man comes by and the will say the white coat and gives him some money, he's pleased and glad. But if that man with a white coat comes back the next day and the next day and the next day, that beggar finally gets to where he expects that man to come and he expects to receive. That ought to be the way it is with us in God. We're like beggars. We need him so much, but when he does so much for us, we ought to start trusting him and expecting him for more. When the beggar gets a penny one day from the white-coated man, and a dollar the next, and a five the next, and a 20 the next, that beggar, if he has any sense at all, is growing in what he expects from the man when he comes. And that ought to be our God. Our faith ought to be growing. Our assurance ought to be growing. God has done so much for us, we should never doubt him over anything, but we do. We need to be edified. Believers need to be built up, need to be edified. We need to be looking up. That means improving, or my assurance being improved. And I believe it means my appreciation needs to be improved. I thought about this out in the woods the other day. Just appreciating God's goodness. Just being thankful for what he's done, for who he is. I'll tell you one thing. I know this last year's been tough, and the new one ain't been a whole lot easier. And some of you about died, but we're still here. We're still alive. We're still saved. We're still going to heaven. We've still got a Bible. The Holy Spirit still lives in us, and God is still good. Oh, our appreciation ought to grow more, develop more, mature more because of how good he's been. We ought to appreciate our God, appreciate his sacrifice, appreciate the work of Calvary, appreciate others, appreciate the church, appreciate the Bible, appreciate what God's done, appreciate that I can go to God and pray. My appreciation ought to grow. I ought to be more thankful today than yesterday or last year. Paul's talking about edifying, growing up, maturing. Don't stay the same. The body needs to be built up, but the believer needs to be built up. Me, you, individuals. That means our assurance, our appreciation. I believe it means this. Our attention ought to be improved. I thought about this. Being able to hear God's voice. Boy, the world's so loud. Flesh is so loud. People are so loud. Everything except God seems to scream. It's so loud, and sometimes it seems like God's voice is so quiet. We need to have our attention on him and hear what he says and see what he's doing. We miss what God is doing. I guarantee you, every one of us, God did something good for us last week, and we didn't hardly notice it. Our attention needs to mature. Boy, I'll tell you what, our attention on our problems sure has matured. And we look at them and play with them and think about them and meditate on them, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, we ought to do God like that. Our attention on him ought to grow. And sometimes we miss what God has done. We need to be attentive to God's voice and to God's work. And I think we ought to be built up as far as our attention to the devil's voice. To where we recognize, wait a minute, that's the devil. That is the devil talking to me. I am not going to listen to that liar. We need to be more attentive. Our attention needs to be developed. I'm talking about being built up, improving, maturing, developing. Our attention as individuals, the believer, needs to be built up. We need to learn how to listen to God better and listen to the devil more and stop listening to him and not let him defeat us or even use us for his work. The believer needs to be built up. That means my assurance and my appreciation and my attention and my actions need to improve. I don't need to just think about it. I need to do it. I need to do better. My words need to be better than they are. And my works need to be better. I'm talking about improving, building up, developing. Oh, my actions, what I say and what I do. And the worst one, not only how I act, but how I react. What I let others and how they affect me bother my life. It makes so much a difference. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. You know what he's saying? There's some things I can do, but if I do it, it's going to hurt somebody, and I won't do it. Because that, when they see me doing it, when they hear me saying it, it won't build them up, it may tear them down. Now there he's talking about eating meats, of course. But anything in our lives that would tear somebody down, instead of building them up, we need to be careful. And Paul says we need to increase, we need to develop, we need to do better, we need to improve our attitude. Our motives, having a good attitude, a good spirit. You know, we can serve God for different reasons. We can serve Him because we're scared not to. And if we don't, He's going to get us. And when God gets you, you're in trouble. If God ever takes you to the woodshed, you're going to hurt. And boy, that's true. But that should not be the motivation of our worship and our love and our service to Him. We can serve God because we feel obligated. This is my duty. I got to do it. Supposed to do it. Bible says do it. Got to do it. And that's not a bad reason, but it's just not the best reason. We can serve God because of gratitude. I am so grateful for what He's done. I want to do more for Him. And that's not a bad reason. It's just not the best reason. The best reason to serve Him is just simply because I love Him. And our desire should be to grow about our attitude. That I don't just serve Him because I'm scared. I don't just serve Him because I got to. I don't just serve Him because He's been so good to me. But I serve Him because I love Him. And we need to ask God to help us. I'm talking about being built up, edifying, which means to build up. The church, the body needs to be built up, and the believer needs to be built up. And then lastly, verse 19 again, the last part says, one may edify another. Not only the body and the believer, but the brothers. New ladies, don't get upset. Brothers just started with a B. So I'm talking to you ladies too. And what he said at the last explains what I'm saying. One may edify another, that you might edify them, that she might edify her, that he might edify him, that they may edify others, the brothers, the family, the individuals. I'm talking about the pastor edifying and the church body being edified, but now I'm talking about you individually edifying each other. I say so often around here, send a card, give them a call, speak a word, let them know that you miss them, let them know that you care. And Paul seems to agree with that. He says, one may edify another, that the brothers might be built up, that the church people might be built up, the individuals in the church might be built up. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourselves together. Comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Exclude the church. Forget about the church for a moment. A Christian has a responsibility to edify another Christian. A brother, a sister in Christ has the responsibility and the privilege to edify another. The Bible says, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another. He said, oh, I'm glad for your love. I'm glad you have compassion. But my prayer and God's desire is that you increase, that your love increases one to another, brother to brother, sister to sister. Philippians 1:9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more, grow and grow and build up and get bigger and bigger and mature. We need to mature in love for others. That means sometimes we need to be patient with others. By the way, you got to be patient with me. I know that for sure. Either that or you ain't going to like me good or you ain't going to treat me right. We need to be patient with each other and understand we are all flesh. We are all people. That does not mean ignoring wrong or ignoring sin. Of course not. But it just simply means we are all the same. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same body. We're all of flesh. and we need to build each other up, which includes being patient sometimes. When somebody's hurting, when their heart is broken, we need to try and reach out to them. Romans 14:19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Follow after the things that make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Seek after how can I help that person? How can I encourage them? I'll tell you one thing. A simple phone call or a text will mean more than you ever realize. I know. Listen, I'm the pastor, I'm the preacher, but I still struggle. Sometimes I think, what in the world am I going to say? That's one reason why I don't talk long on the phone. I don't know much to say. I will call and say, I really do miss you, and I mean that, and I'm praying for you. Is there anything you need? And I mean that with all my heart. But I can't think of a whole lot of things to say usually. And you don't have to. Call them, send a card, a text, let them know you miss them, you're praying for them. If you know somebody going through trouble right now, let them know that you're praying. It'll mean more than you ever know. It may be that you send a verse. I'm refreshed when I hear about somebody from this church sending to someone else in this church a card. And sometimes I've gotten those cards. Sometimes I've seen those cards that's been sent to others. And I love it when there's a verse and there's a scripture, just a few words that just apply to that person and what they're going through. You would be amazed how that builds them up. Like Mary and Martha, they went to comfort them. The brothers need to be built up, one another, edify one another. And of course, we're talking about brothers and sisters, individuals. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. And if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he have not another to help him up. He said, it's a whole lot better to have a friend or someone who cares, a brother or sister in Christ, that'll go with you through the problems, will be with you during the storms. And if you're struggling or if you're falling, they'll help you back up. They won't stomp you down. They won't ridicule you. They won't talk about you behind your back. They won't try and shoot you down. We're the worst in the world. We're shooting our wounded. That don't make any sense. But he says there in Ecclesiastes that they'll be building you up and helping you. Closeness to someone as a friend is dangerous. Because if you open up to someone, you have to trust them with what you say. And I got news for you. You cannot trust everybody. And you better, I've said before, everybody needs a friend. I would not talk to several about my issues or my problems, but one or two friends that love God and want to help you and will help you and are spiritually beneficial and build you up, that's a good thing and a needed thing. That's what the verse said. Two are better than one. But you better make sure who you're talking to will keep their big trap shut when you tell them something. But I want to tell you one thing. If you've got a good friend that you can talk to and really open up to, and you know that they'll pray and understand and help you and comfort you, you've got a treasure. You've got a treasure. And being that friend and having that kind of friend is important. So I'll just say this, we need each other to build each other up. I'm talking tonight about edifying. It means to build up the body, the church, the believer, me, the brothers, each other individually. I've said having a good friend is something that's dangerous. And sometimes it hurts because they'll let you down. Sometimes you'll let them down. But I'll tell you one thing. A good and godly friend is worth the chance. It's worth the trouble. It's worth the effort. Because it helps build you up, and you can help build them up. Well, I hope it made some sense. If it didn't, it's too late now. I'm done. Let's stand together.